I'm Vin Swan, and thank you so much for watching this edition of Full Disclosure. I'm really glad that you're watching, because today we're talking about a very important story, one that has global significance, and yet it's not being told at all in the West. Western media has all but ignored this issue. We're talking today about the two-year-long civil war that's taking place in Syria. Now, if you listen to Western media and you listen to our government, then you would believe the people of Syria have been rising up to free themselves from the tyrannical grip of their president, Bashar al-Assad. And yet, is that the true story? Today, we're talking with a man who lives in Syria. In fact, he lives in Damascus. We did this interview via Skype. His name is Emilio Ibrahim. Now, what we do know for a fact is that the U.S. has been providing financial assistance to the rebels in Syria. The State Department admits that readily. We know that the Saudis, that Turkey, and that Qatar are also funding those rebels and providing them with weapons. But the part of the story that Mr. Ibrahim says that you may not know is that these Syrian rebels aren't Syrian at all. They're foreign professional terrorists who are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. They've moved into Syria, but he says they are gangs of terrorists who are terrorizing the country. At the end of the day, this interview was not designed to try to control or shape how you view what the United States is doing in Syria, but rather to open your eyes to some of the realities that Mr. Ibrahim says the rest of the Western media simply won't tell you about. That's why we call this Full Disclosure. Tell me about what the situation is like there right now, and what are you all seeing, what are you living through? Essentially, this civil war that's been going on there has been going on for some time, and would you even classify it as a true civil war?
We are suffering from terrorism since 2 years from now, and we are suffering from the lying media. Everybody from the Western countries, my friends, they are always talking about the revolution in Syria. And then I will fix their information and tell them that this is not a revolution, this is a... we are having war in Syria. And sometimes they don't believe me because they've been brainwashed for 2 years now in the media channels.
When you say it's not a true revolution, it is a war, but it's not a revolution. Are you talking about specifically groups like Al-Qaeda who are really trying to take over the government of Syria at this point, as we have seen them do in Libya, as we have seen them do in other countries as well? Essentially, is it Al-Qaeda fighters who are attempting to take over the government in Syria? Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, correct. Absolutely true.
So that when you say that the media has been lying about this, are you specifically talking about the claims that this is a grassroots revolution, if you will, the people rising up to overthrow a dictator? Is that essentially the lie that you're referring to?
They are lying that there is a revolution. The people in Syria protesting against the government, but this is not true. Not true at all. Revolution cannot be with funding weapons and a lot of money, like we are seeing in here. Revolution is not beheading people and cutting their part of their body. The revolution, you know, gangs in Syria and terrorists, they have targeted many innocent people.
For people here in the United States and people in the West, we hear all the time that President Assad is a tyrant, he's a dictator, he's cruel, that the people in Syria despise him, they want him gone, they want to see him removed from power. Is there truth to some of that? Is he a strong leader? Is he a cruel leader? Is he unwanted by the people? Is there truth somewhere in that narrative that we've heard in the West for 2 years?
There are many people went to the every circle in Syria, in every city, for almost like 1 year and 3 months, every Thursday and Friday, they protest against terrorists and holding the Syrian flag and holding the pictures of the presidents to support him, to support the Syrian Arab army, and millions of people. And I can send you many videos that I captured in my own camera. Millions of people, they are supporting our army against terrorism. But as I said before, you can't see this. Your media channel, not yours, but you know, the Western media channel, they are showing what they want the people to think, not the truth. They own people the truth. They have to tell people the truth. They have to stop shutting down our media channels. So all the people here are supporting the government more than ever. Let me talk about myself. I have never support our government like I am supporting today. 2 years ago, all my friends, they were all shocked by seeing me talking about the mistakes of our government, and we need to change, you know, many things. But right now, I'm supporting my government so much, more than ever. You know, I will support my government against any forging gangs, against any forging countries. I'm not gonna stand with the U.S. government against my government. I'm not gonna stand with the Israeli government against my government. I'm not gonna stand with Saudi Arabia government. I'm not gonna stand with Qatar government against my government. Those countries, they have never, ever wanted the right thing to the Syrians. So how come they want the right things to Syrians right now?
For people in the West, I think there's almost zero concept of this at all, but in Syria, up until 2 years ago, Christians and Muslims coexisted, they lived at peace together, there wasn't this persecution of, as you're saying, Alawites and other religious groups. And today in Syria, that is not the case. Today in Syria, if you are anything other than, are you saying a Sunni Muslim, other than a Sunni, you are under intense persecution, is that correct?
If you are Sunni, not close-minded like them, if you don't have the same purpose, they want the same targets, so you are, even if you were Sunni, you are targeted too, like Christians, like Shias, like all the rest of the religions.
Up until 2 years ago, you had never been asked what your religion was before, and you said, but today, that's very different.
Many people have been asking me over and over, what is your religion? Because in their point of view, if you were Christians, so that means you support the government. If you were Alawi, that means you support the government. If you were Shia, that means you support the government. But if you were Sunni, you know, it depends. Maybe you support the government and maybe not. For 2 years, many people have asked me what my religion is. I have lived all my life in Syria and nobody asked me ever what my religion is. But now religion matters to some people.
You said that it defines, in many cases, which side of this so-called war you are on.
The small religions in Syria, like Christians, Catholic, Orthodox, and the rest. The small religions in Syria, like Christians, Druze, Shia, they are small here. They are all supporting the government in everything. And I have many Sunni friends. They are supporting the government as well. But very few Sunnis, and some Christians, like very small groups, they are against the government, but at the same time, they are against this revolution. They want to make their revolution on their own, you know, the real revolution.
They want a true revolution. Right, they want a true revolution there. You said that there are beheadings, that if you are an alloy and you're caught, they will behead you, and then they will rape you afterward. You said that you'll die in the most brutal way.
Ago, I remember the story. They went to an alloy guy, and they raped him, and they cut his arms and legs.
So when you contacted me, Emilio, you said, I want to tell this story about what's really happening in Syria. Because what you're seeing through, especially Western media, you say is not the truth. Why do you think Western media is not sharing the truth, at least the side of the story that you're sharing? I mean, maybe you can make the argument that, well, you're biased and this is your view. But it seems like your view isn't even being given not just equal time, but any time in Western media. Why is that?
The Western countries, they show off they have freedom. They have freedom of speech. You know, the whole media, not the whole media, very few media like your program, Ben, and some other few, they are not being controlled of the governments. You know, so the majority of the media, the Western media, they are being controlled of the government, of their government. So, you know, the U.S. government want to change the regime in Syria. So they will begin this in a war in media, and then by funding terrorists, and then funding them, and then sending more professional terrorists, trained terrorists, I mean.
Emilio, what do you hope will come out of this as we wrap up here? What do you, when you say, you know, we've done this interview, it'll be shared. If there's one thing that you want people out there to know across the world, and people will see this around the world, what would you want them to know?
So I understand that the U.S. government wants to change the regime in Syria so they can put another president who will make peace with Israel, and we won't threat Israel anymore. But what I don't understand is this, you know, the American people have the right to know what their government is doing in the name of their people. The American people have the right to know what their government is doing in other nations in the name of the Americans. You know, if they are not embarrassed of what they are doing, then why they are hiding things in the media? Why they are not letting the Syrian media broadcasting in their satellites? Why they shut it all the media in Syria? They're not embarrassing of their actions in supporting terrorism in Syria, then why they are not telling the people the truth? Why they are not telling the Americans the truth? You know, the American people have the right to know. I want them to know.